From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Construction of new homes is down, falling in December to the lowest level in more than a year. The Commerce Department says housing starts fell 4.3%, largely because builders were cutting back on construction of single-family homes. But the number of building permits issued, a barometer of future construction, jumped nearly 17% last month. Military band playing at the White House, where the official arrival ceremony for China's President Hu Jintao is scheduled at this hour. He'll be welcomed by President Obama. NPR's Jackie Northam says the two leaders will be discussing a range of issues, some of which have contributed to friction between the United States and China.
Among the issues on the table for President Hu during the White House meetings are U.S. concerns about China's currency, its human rights record, and its unwillingness to take on global problems. For its part, China undoubtedly will raise its concerns about U.S. weapons sales to Taiwan. Despite these difficult issues, there are areas of cooperation between the two countries, including sanctions against Iran. Presidents Obama and Hu will attend a meeting with Chinese and American businessmen, followed by a joint press conference. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The House votes today on a bill to repeal the new health care law. Republican Congressman Joe Walsh of Illinois says that law has a number of problems.
From the billions in taxes to the needless paperwork to the burdensome regulations to the 1.6 million estimated job loss, small businessmen and women are adamant that we need to repeal.
But Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut says repealing the law would hurt not only the economy, but also Americans who are already benefiting from the measure.
Repeal takes away jobs, causes premiums to rise, and adds billions to the deficit.
The Republican-controlled House is expected to approve the repeal measure, but Democratic leaders in the Senate say they will not bring the bill up for a vote there. A bomb explosion outside a school in Pakistan has killed one man and injured 11 other people. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad reports many of the injured were children.
Police officials in Peshawar say the bomb was hidden inside a horse-drawn cart that had been left parked near the Shah Faisal Co-Educational School. It is unclear if it was the target, but militants in Pakistan have frequently destroyed schools. The U.S. Embassy called the bombing reprehensible and said attacking children is an affront to the people of Pakistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In Iraq, a suicide bomber driving an ambulance that was loaded with explosives has detonated a blast that has killed at least 7 people and wounded more than 50 others. The bomber crashed that vehicle through the main gate of headquarters for a security guard force that protects government buildings in eastern Iraq. It's the second such suicide attack in Iraq in as many days. This is NPR News from Washington. Two high school students are hospitalized in Los Angeles, one of them in critical condition, after being wounded by a single bullet from a gun which another student had in his backpack. NPR's Mondolito Barco reports police say the gun went off when that student dropped the backpack on his desk.
LAPD officials say it may have been an accident. Little comfort to parents like Keith Shanklin, whose 14-year-old daughter attends the school.
I don't care if it was an accident or shooting. What the kid doing on campus with a gun in the first place? I thought that they're supposed to have cameras or they're supposed to have some kind of monitors for these students.
Like many public high schools in L.A., Gardena High has random weapon searches every day, checking every fourth or fifth student with a magnetized wand. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Nearly half of the police force and a third of the firefighters in Camden, New Jersey, have been laid off as part of sweeping budget cuts there. Among the firefighters lining up to turn in their helmets and gear was Kenneth White.
You got guys out here that have families and houses and mortgages and, you know, they got kids to take care of and you just laid us off.
In all, the city of Camden is laying off more than 300 employees. That's about one-sixth of the city government workforce. Camden's mayor, Dana Redd, says many of the layoffs could have been avoided if the police and firefighters' unions had shown more flexibility in the face of the city's financial plight.
They've chosen to maintain the status quo related to generous contractual benefits, and given this current fiscal climate, this is not acceptable.
The unions say they have shown flexibility. The main union representing Camden Police is set to vote today on proposed givebacks in exchange for saving jobs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for